Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Barbecue Bob busted out the brisket and the sauce. Beer got cracked. You had a great break right there, man. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I'm Jop. He is Barbecue Bob. He's got the gloves on. He's got shiny fingers because he's dealing brisket over there. So it's a good day in the studio. What's cooking, man?
That's some American Stockyard sauce. That's the very sauce that was shipped in for the soldiers. I had to test one of the buckets, so I opened one before I shipped the first load. And once I opened it, you know, I had to keep it.
Well, yeah, you don't want to send them used equipment, right?
No.
Right.
Oh, that is good stuff.
Right there.
So, Barbecue Bob busts out the brisket because we got a guy joining us now by the name of Ben Crow from Greenbird Cellars. And Ben is a brisket lover, so when we know we got company coming, we try to put out our best bet, and this is how we roll. So, Ben, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, thanks, guys. I'm glad I have food. I mean, that's all I can say. I mean, this food is awesome.
And I ran into Ben because I called up our old buddy Tony Lenti and was chatting with him, and he was telling me about his new world. And he says, hey, have you met Ben Crow yet at Greenbird? And I said, no, I haven't even heard of him. He said, oh, this is what's going to be happening in Traverse City. He said, this fellow bought a winery, turned it organic, and he's doing wine, cider, spirits, and beer on an organic farm in Northport, Michigan. Welcome to the show, Ben.
Thanks, man. Yeah,
we're glad to have you.
Yeah, we kind of got it all. You know, we're bearded guys, sandals, tattoos, and t-shirts, and we just like to have a good time, and we love drinking and making what we drink. So what better place to do it? Our own 67-acre organic farm, the only organic winery in the state of Michigan.
So what's the significance of that? What's that really mean, organic? It's almost like a term that's overused, but what's it mean in your world?
Sure. We don't shower and we pee outside.
Okay.
So,
man.
I mean, that's so pretty
I'm
much
organic,
easy.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I did understand.
Yes, yeah. And you have the jail. You have the... nothing.
Okay. We kind of joke with that, you know, and that's our fun part of it. We're laid back fun guys. We don't spray any chemicals, pesticides, fungicides, insecticides. Nothing man-made in a lab. Although some of the products we do use are made in labs, but they're natural occurring animal-based or plant-based material.
Okay, so let's break that down for a second. I put in a small vineyard in my property last year. Bugs getting grape leaves. There's certain bugs. I don't know what they are, but they love grape leaves.
Are they little beetles?
Yeah.
Okay. So they're either a Japanese beetle, they're a rose chafer is what they're called.
Something like that.
You have to go out in your boxers and squeeze everyone.
That's what I've been
doing. That's what you
have to do. Really?
No, just kidding.
That's what I've been doing.
So you're going to want to do some...
Disgusting.
It's long. It takes forever.
It tastes terrible, too.
Yeah. So you're going to want to do is you're going to want to spray neem oil. It's an oil derived from the neem tree out of Africa.
Okay.
It's in a lot of shampoos. It's a insecticide. It's a fungicide. It's a beneficial for the plants. So it's good.
It's probably where I sprayed neem oil, not neem
oil.
Yeah,
neem.
Right. You do not want to know the origin of that.
I don't even want to know how that goes.
You're going to want to use some companion planting. I'll tell you right now, just in the state of Michigan, MSU and their extension offices have a great organic help program. So you can reach out to your extension office. You can see what's going on. You can find the literature online. There's a lot of holistic organic growers. It's plant companion. I mean, we're spraying fish guts and seaweed and
really?
Stuff like that.
Well,
I mean,
fish guts are great for plants.
Yeah,
anyway, we used to do that in Hawaii.
Yeah. But it's good stuff, you know, and that's what it comes down to. It is just, you know, people always ask, are you 100% organic? Yes, our farm is. Do I live it? I eat other food. I do other things. We raise our own pigs. But the best part of it is to know your farmer. Go to the local farmer's market, see what they're growing, and learn from the guy that's growing your fruit and vegetables. You need to support them. That's the most important part.
Oh, absolutely. Keep it local, and you will enjoy the fruits of their labors. But they've got to have a market for those, right? They can't grow all that stuff if somebody's not willing to buy it, and that's where we all step up. And we all know it's better. I mean, unquestionably.
So is the proof in the pudding. Now, you tasted my brisket. What are we tasting from you here?
Ooh, we're just gonna go big. We're going to go with cider rye. It's our hard cider aged in rye whiskey barrels for 2 years. Starts off being 7% hard cider. Gets distilled to 180 proof, and then we blend it back a little softer into some more hard cider, and then we age it in rye whiskey barrels for 2 years.
Wow. Wow, is that good?
This stuff's fantastic with brisket.
So what? So it's a rye whiskey?
No, it's aged in rye whiskey barrels. So the only ingredient in this is apples.
So it's a hard cider.
It's a wine. So there's different classifications when it comes to wine and cider. I'm not going to bore you to death.
Because it's a all much about higher alcohol content than a cider.
Yep, it's all about taxes and percentages of alcohol. That's how it comes down to it.
So I don't care what you pay in tax. What's the percentage of alcohol?
15%. So that's maybe 17. The bottle says 15, but maybe 17.
This might be out the private stock he's got, right? Yeah. Yeah. So that's a 30 proof wine, where that's about double what a lot of wines are.
Yeah. A wine averages 10% to 12% on an average for a white wine or a red wine.
Yep. So very cool, and it's smooth. Really smooth.
It's really good.
Yeah, she'll get you.
Really good.
Yeah. If you're on the boat, man, she'll get you.
Yeah. I can tell.
She's getting me already. Yeah. Okay. So
So where do we find this stuff? Yeah. I mean, is this do I gotta come up to Northport to get it?
Check this out. Okay. What's your favorite beer and wine store?
Siciliano's is already carrying it.
That's where you go.
Sarah does a great job down there supporting Cider Rye. Yeah.
She's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's the circle of life, man. It all came right back around, didn't it?
Yeah, right. Maybe that's how you found out about it, but I don't know.
No, I'm telling you, Tony Lenti turned me on to this guy, and he goes, oh, you got to meet him. You got to meet him. And Tony Lenti used to run Leelanau Cellars.
Right.
You met him when we did a gig up there a couple years ago. And I was just chatting with him a couple weeks ago and asking him how life was. And he goes, well, here's what's happening up here.
Yeah.
And he started really singing your praises. I don't know how you knew Tony, but he's a big, big fan. So
yeah, Tony and I met walking our dogs. We were both in a dog training class and invited him along to some dog walking. And all of a sudden we're like, hey, I work at a winery. Hey, I run a winery. And so, I mean, from there, it just went forward. And, you know, we're the little guys playing with the big boys. You know, Leelanau Cellars is the biggest in the Midwest. A great company to work with. They help me out with all sorts of things, equipment, scouting, managing some of our vineyards with us. I mean, it's a teamwork. I mean, we got 27 wineries up there with the Leelanau Peninsula Vintners Association.
Sure.
So it's fun. I mean, we're just having a good time with them.
So if you're in your favorite beer and wine store and spirit store, you look for something that's Cider Rye, C-I-D-E-R-Y-E. We can put a picture of that on our Facebook page, along with some of that barbecue sauce on your plate. And make a nice photo right there. So it was pretty good with brisket, actually.
Yeah, well, it's pretty good with everything. And it's so smooth. That's the thing. There is zero bite to that. It's just really soft on the palate. Yeah. But what a wonderful flavor. And, you know, I could see the ladies getting into that one a little bit because it's got a little light fruity flavor to it. And
I could see anybody getting into that.
Right.
Yeah. It's an introduction for women to go to whiskey or women to go to cider or men to kind of back off from their heavy whiskey drinking, which nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But it's just nice. It's all around a nice apple rye whiskey flavor.
So is that one of your first products?
That's one of my pride and joys. And I do have two kids.
Okay.
So this is my number one. That's one of my first products I have developed. And cool. Then we have a lot of infusions with our ciders. We have 12 different grape varietals we go on the farm. We got beers coming out. We got ginger beer and root beer, hard. Everything's
Well, we're
going
to ask you to stick around for the next segment because there's just way too much story here.
Way too much booze. Yeah.
So so next we're going to try a little Gewürztraminer.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gewürztraminer. So it means spicy in the town of Tremier.
Right. That's how that works. And that is a white wine, correct?
Yeah, that's a white grape. Right. Cousin to Riesling, so if you're familiar drinking Rieslings.
So does it have a little sweet to it then, the Gewürz?
Just a little bit.
So actually, no. A lot of wines, Gewürzes, are made either way, sweet or dry. We're going to go to the complete dry side. We're going to ferment it a little bit longer, and it's going to have a dry, spicy, floral note
that
to it.
That is really nice.
Okay, so, and what's your favorite thing to drink that with? Food-wise.
Spicy food. Anything with Asian, Thai. You know, we had some Chinese food last night. It's great. You can't complain. Some hot, spicy barbecue. It's wonderful.
So that's called a Gewürz?
Gewürztraminer.
Traminer.
Okay, well, if
you
can
say
that
different ways.
Yeah, if you can say that five different ways and three times fast, you too can be a grilling guy. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're talking wine and ciders and brews from northern Michigan. You're not going to want to miss us. Stick with us. We'll be back. Yeah.